The Tree of Stars. Sit in a comfortable position, relax and quiet your mind. Take some deep breaths and imagine you are breathing in a beautiful silvery and emerald green light. The light fills your body and swirls around you like a mist. The mist lifts, and you find yourself walking down a noisy city street. A foul wind is blowing litter everywhere. There are homeless people squatting in doorways, unnoticed by the people hurrying by. A pair of eyes catches your attention. They belong to an old woman, a bag lady surrounded by her worldly possessions in plastic bags. For one so old and poor, the eyes are unusually bright and set deep in a brown, wrinkled face. She holds out a battered enamel cup for spare change, and you drop in a handful of coins with a smile. As you turn to go, still gazing at her mesmerizing eyes, you trip over the cane of the old blind man next to her. With apologies, you pick it up and hand it back to him. The old man seizes the cane with an astonishingly strong grip, knocking you off balance and jerking you forward with some violence, for you find yourself quite unable to let go of it. The world spins around, you are swept off your feet, and the next moment, the street scene has completely vanished into mist. Silence. Then you hear the song of a bird. The world is right side up again, but now you are standing before a gigantic tree with spreading branches, whose topmost ones are hung with shining fruit. It overhangs a well, a pool of clear water. On one side of the tree stands a man, a muscular warrior clad in royal purple. His face is strong and wise. He holds out his hand. You look down and see that the cane is still in your hand, only it has turned into a slender, curving branch on which hang three golden apples. You give it to him and he takes it with a smile. On the other side of the tree stands a woman. She is tall and stately, a golden circlet about her hair. You realize by her bright, knowing eyes that you have seen her before, but her face is now young and sparkling with life. She carries a silver chalice instead of an enamel cup. The lady offers you the chalice and bids you dip it into the shimmering waters of the well and drink. It is like drinking light itself. A feeling of deep, quiet, well-being spreads through you as the water washes away the residue of the past and purifies your heart and mind. The lady takes back the chalice, and the Lord invites you to pluck one of the fruits of the tree. You begin to climb up through its lower branches, which is easy at first, but the higher you go, the further the crown of the tree seems to be, receding into deep stellar space above you. The sky is no longer blue, but black as midnight. It seems like you've been climbing forever. And when you finally reach the branches hung with shining fruit, you see they are the stars themselves. You pluck a star, and the next minute find yourself floating downwards, then landing softly and unharmed on the mossy ground at the feet of the royal pair. The lady tells you to take the star home and plant it in a special place so that another tree of life may grow. As you are wondering how exactly you can get back home, the lady bids you look into the well, where you see the great tree reflected. Surprised, you realize that she means you to dive down to the reflected tree within the pool. You lower yourself into the water, finding that you can breathe quite easily, and clamber down the trunk toward the branches far below. As you reach the crown of the water-reflected tree, you step off and find yourself home again in your own room. Now cup your hands around the star seed and plant it in your heart. Immediately, a tree of light begins to sprout within the soil of your soul, its roots reaching down through the base of your spine, your feet, and into the earth below, connecting you with the wisdom of the deeps. The trunk grows straight and tall up through your spine and emerges like a branchy crown at your head, linking you with the knowledge of the stars. Stay in this place for as long as you want, enjoying your connection with heaven and earth. Now open your eyes and come fully back to present time and space.